This is Cover 2, a podcast on the Cleveland Browns.
Hicks, Browns are going to win.
Mayfield, end zone, Landry, touchdown.
With Dan Kadar and Browns beat writer Nate Ulrich of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com. With Steve Dorshuk from the Canton Repository.
It's intercepted. Picked off by Denzel Ward.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
Ready, Browns fans. Now, Cover 2, a podcast on the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, this is Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, alongside Marla Reinauer from the Beacon Journal and Steve Dorshuk from the Canton Repository. We're here at First Energy Stadium after the Browns fell to the Seattle Seahawks. Browns now 2-4 this season, 0-3 at home. Somehow they will not win a game here until at least November. Their next home game is November 10th. We're going to play the blame game real quick because there's a lot of blame to go around and we each have kind of different views on it. Who do you blame for this loss, Marla?
I'm going with Greg Robinson for the holding call on the possession with 3:30 to go. I mean, they had plenty of time to, you know, to score there, but, you know, that immediately puts you in a, you know, first and 20 situation with 3:25 left. You still got a chance there. But, you know, then you're scrambling. And, I mean, they had 9 penalties for 83 yards. And at this point in the season, this has been a continuing problem. They had the sharpest practice they've had all season coming into these games, 3 sharp practices, and yet they don't have discipline on game days. So that Robinson penalty would just sort of epitomize to me the continuing issues with self-inflicted wounds.
Steve?
Well, Nate, it's going to come down to just one guy. And again, there's plenty of blame to go around if we want to be here for half an hour and follow up on watching that gorgeous sunset coming off of Lake Erie right now. It is gorgeous, by the way. You can't see it as we can. There you go, George. But I'm going to go to the point of the game where they had a chance to go for the jugular. I mean, they're up 20-6. The offense is really clicking. I loved Freddy's and Munkins, whoever it was. Whoever came up with the game plan, the idea of making or having Mayfield throw quick pass after quick pass after quick pass so Seattle's rush had zero chance to get to him was good, and it was working because Baker was very accurate in that segment of the game. And that segment of the game got him to a 20 to 6 lead. And I'm pointing to the point close to midfield right now where they had a chance to have the ball up 20-6 and continue that flow by completing a pass to a wide-open Odell Beckham Jr., and he drops the ball. I mean, it wasn't a perfect pass, but it was a pretty easy catch, and he should have caught the ball, and you could tell by his dismay that he knew that, and he had room to run. So at that moment of the game, they're driving, and I think the game is completely different. You know, we don't know because of the history of the Browns that they wouldn't have found some other way to lose, but we do know that they would have been in fantastic shape if he would have caught that ball.
Yeah, they would have. And I think the Browns totally outplayed the Seahawks in the first half, yet they led only 20-18 at halftime. Another reason for that is Baker Mayfield. I'm going to blame him with an asterisk, but he did throw 2 interceptions in the second quarter that let the Seahawks back into it, including one down in the end zone, was deflected by a Seahawks defender and picked off by another one on a pass intended for Jarvis Landry. And then at the end of the game, right after Greg Robinson's penalty that Marla talked about, Baker Mayfield throws a Dontrell Hilliard, and here's where the asterisk comes in. It was an interception, but it wasn't Baker Mayfield's fault. Another pass that should have been caught. Not a perfect throw, but should have been a pretty routine catch for Dontrell Hilliard. Went right through his hands and was picked off on deflection by linebacker K.J. Wright. The Seahawks were able to run out the clock and win. So you're not going to beat a really good team like the Seahawks with an MVP candidate, Russell Wilson, playing quarterback very many times when you have 4 turnovers and you allow a blocked punt. That's what the Browns did today. Guys, do you have any closing thoughts here on kind of the state of the Browns after 6 games, heading into a bye and then going to New England?
I got one, Nate and Marla, and it is, ironically, I liked where Baker Mayfield's head was coming off a game more than I have at any other point this season. because, you know, love him or hate him, a lot of people hate him because of that giant target he's painted on his own back. But his attitude today after the game pretty much was, I don't give a crap what anybody thinks about the target on my back. Here, I'll give you the 20-pound magic marker. You can make it bigger if you want to, but I'm going to keep being Baker Mayfield. The way he was Baker Mayfield of old today was, he just put it right out there. He said, devil may care attitude, and knowing he was going to get fined and is going to get fined, he said the in his own words, I forget what they were, but he said the officiating was for crap today. And so many people who watched the game, and especially the segment where they were denied a semi-obvious touchdown late in the game. But I like where Mayfield's head was. He was very assertive and very much himself and very spontaneous. And, you know, that kind of Mayfield is a good Mayfield in my book.
He described himself as pissed off. So I think that kind of came out and he let it loose that way. Marla, do you have anything for kind of big picture, final thoughts? Where do we stand?
I know everyone wants Freddie Kitchens' head right now, but right now I'm blaming the players' lack of execution. I thought they've been in the game against the Rams and the Seahawks, two of the, you know, better teams in the league, and they're not making the plays. So right now, I mean, I don't know how this is going to turn out with Freddie, but right now I think the players are botching this mess up themselves.
Freddie did not blame himself like he has in previous weeks, and the word execution came out of his mouth in his post game. So I thought that was interesting. I kind of look at it like this. The Browns have self-destructed too many times to capitalize on their talent in the first six games. In week one, it was a historic amount of penalties, 18 against the Titans. Today, it was all the turnovers. Again, the blocked punt, crucial drops, one that Steve outlined very well by Odell Beckham Jr. You know, they've hurt themselves more than anyone else. Having said that, they have the bye, then New England. New England is New England. So, no, I don't think any of us is going to pick that upset for the Browns. But if they're a 2-5, that's an intimidating hole to climb out of. Having said that, if you look at the rest of the schedule, they have a chance to go on a crazy run and accomplish what they want to accomplish. But it starts with them, because they're not going to beat anybody if they hurt themselves the way they keep hurting themselves. So thanks for watching, guys, and we'll keep track of all this no matter what happens.